This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How social equity and positive humanism foster personal flourishing. Discover how social equity and humanistic values rooted in a secular worldview promote fairness, kindness, and personal flourishing for all. Why social equity and humanism go hand in hand. Hey, have you ever stopped to think about how much social equity and humanism really overlap? I mean, we hear these big words thrown around all the time, social equity, humanism, positive psychology, but what do they actually mean in everyday life? And why should someone committed to fairness and kindness care about things like a secular worldview? Let me unpack this for you a bit. First off, social equity is all about fairness, right? It's the idea that everyone should have equal access to resources, opportunities, and rights regardless of their background or circumstances. That sounds simple, but in reality, it's a complex issue tangled up with history, culture, politics, and economics. What's cool is that humanism, especially the applied humanistic philosophy side of it, brings a powerful complement to this discussion. At its core, humanism focuses on the value and dignity of every person. It's about recognizing that we all deserve respect and the chance to thrive without relying on supernatural explanations or religious mandates. This is where positive humanism shines because it ties in with positive psychology, a scientific approach to understanding and fostering well-being. When we talk about social equity underpinned by humanistic values, we're really talking about creating a world where personal flourishing is possible for everyone. It's not just about fixing systems or redistributing resources, it's also about nurturing communities where people feel empowered, valued, and connected. You might wonder, why emphasize a secular worldview in all this? Well, a secular outlook removes dogma and allows us to base our society on shared human interests and evidence-based principles. This creates a more inclusive environment where ethical decisions can be guided by empathy, reason, and a commitment to human well-being. It's a foundation that supports social equity because it treats all humans as equally important without privileging beliefs or identities that might divide us. Here's where the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD, really stands out. It offers engaging insights into how humanistic values combined with a secular worldview can lead to practical solutions in society. The book explores how personal growth and collective fairness are interconnected, and why fostering both is crucial to building a fairer, flourishing community. Think about real-life applications. For instance, in education, using applied humanistic philosophy means treating students as individuals with unique potential, rather than just cogs in the system. It means creating equitable opportunities where everyone has access to resources and encouragement based on their needs and talents. Or take healthcare. A humanistic, equitable system pushes beyond one-size-fits-all and looks at social determinants of health like poverty, environment, and social support, things that disproportionately affect marginalized communities. Approaching care with these values helps narrow gaps and supports better outcomes for all. We live in times when division and inequality often grab the headlines, but there's a hopeful path forward. Embracing humanistic values through a secular lens means committing to solutions rooted in kindness, fairness, and reason. It's about supporting personal flourishing for every individual and ensuring that social equity becomes not just a goal, but a reality. If this resonates with you, and you want to know more about how these ideas can be applied in practical ways, I highly recommend checking out Positive Humanism, A Primer. The book offers a clear and approachable guide to understanding and living out these principles. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's packed with insights that can change how you see social fairness, human dignity, and personal growth. At the end of the day, a society rooted in social equity and informed by positive humanism and a secular worldview isn't just an ideal, it's a necessity for real lasting progress. It creates space for all of us to thrive and contribute in meaningful ways. Thanks for listening, and if you're curious, take that first step toward understanding these ideas better. It's a rewarding journey that offers hope and practical tools to make the world a better place.